Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to the White Whale Radio program this morning. It was a big shock when I realized that I am already going to be 80 years old in 2 months. It is truly inconceivable to realize that I have lived this long life and am rather relatively still healthy. I cannot help but feel deep gratitude and appreciation for the countless blessings I enjoy. As I am aware that my remaining life is not that long, I want to live each day meaningfully and peacefully if possible, and complete this precious life slowly and leisurely without haste. I am still looking to see if there is anything I can contribute in any way possible. We are all sad and helplessly concerned over the recent world situation of endless civil war taking place all over the world and terrorism which constantly hurts and kills, destroying towns and cities, entrapping innocent bystanders, and creating millions of victims who fall into great misery and anguish. Thousands of refugees are not only being forced out from their own hometowns for their safety, but are also forced to take very dangerous trips of no return at the risk of their lives. There are no more foolish things than war, because it doesn't solve anything. There is no justice in any war. It simply creates deepening hatred of peoples against each other. Those who have never experienced this can never understand fully how truly cruel and tragic war is. When men hold power, the tendency is to abuse power for self-glory and become attached to it to show off his own authority. It is very important to realize that such tendency resides in all of us. We cannot really blame anyone because such a dictator lives in each one of us, forgetting the original intention to work for the sake of the people. Even if we live 100 years, life is very short, and we are wasting our times over very insignificant matters, causing conflict over trivial issues that don't really matter. The reality is, man cannot live alone. In relation with others, we not only find ourselves, but we also find others. This is because of the interdependent nature of life and the nature of human relations. Human beings become humans in relation to others. In relation to others, one can be nurtured as a human being. Love also arises in relation to others and is nurtured and deepened through relation with others. However, human relations begin to dissolve as we avoid relation with others, which are sometimes quite troublesome and nuisance. Yet that is where we grow as humans and become truly human and are able to nurture love also. Love is being able to empathize with others, where one can feel pain and suffering as though it is his own, and one can rejoice in others' joys and happiness as though it is his own. Dr. Akira Omine, professor of Ryukoku University and philosopher and Jodo Shinshu priest, who has studied Heidegger in Germany, explained that religion is not the working of philosophical intelligence, nor the volition of moral ethical actions in which to realize good with one's effort, but to fill the universe and that something beyond is constantly working for us to make our life possible. Religion is none other than the feeling of this fact. If we can quietly reflect on our own selves, we may be able to correct our attitude of blaming others needlessly, and our self-awareness will gradually deepen to the point where our social relationships will improve. However, I feel that the true realization of oneself will come when one encounters something great and is truly touched by something true and real. The sincere heart of Amida and is embraced by his great compassion. Astronaut Carl Sagan of the Voyager 11 mission said, as he viewed the Earth from the space and described the pale blue dot image of Earth, and I quote, "There is perhaps no better demonstration of the folly of human conceit than this distant image of our tiny world," end of quote. Astronaut Frank Borman from the Apollo 8 space mission also said, and I quote, "When you finally up at the moon, looking back on Earth, all those differences and nationalistic traits are pretty well going to blend, and you are going to get a concept that maybe this really is one world. And why the hell can we learn to live together like decent people?" End of quote. Unfortunately, man is quite arrogant, so that it is difficult to stay away from self-centered, ego-centered way of life. We require constant reflection to see such shortcoming, which always lies in our innermost self. Our self-centered life brings about conflicts with quarrel and disputes in social relationships. However, if we can quietly reflect on our own selves, we may be able to correct our attitude of blaming others needlessly, and our self-awareness will gradually deepen to the point where our social relationships will improve. The only way we can be rescued from such distorted tiny perspectives is to encounter something great, something true and real, something always universal, something infinite or inconceivable, which transcends all divisive views. Through the encounter of something great, we cannot help to be truly humbled. Then for the first time, we realize our proud stance and tendency to blame and criticize others. And even when people criticize or advise us about our faults and weakness, we can accept it with humility and without resistance or excuses. We have a tendency to blame our faults on others without any self-reflection. So we end up hurting others and creating disturbances. Because we are this way, there is all the more the need to be shown by something transcending through listening to the Buddha Dharma, the teaching of Nembutsu, which is true and real, in order to truly realize that the problem is found within ourselves. The emergence of this type of personal realization will lead to the gradual harmonizing of the community of mankind and will, as a natural course of event, lead to peace and harmony in the world. Let us start each day with deeper reflection through listening to the Onembutsu and conclude the day with a deeper reflection in gratitude. My hopes are that we appreciate our everyday lives in joy and peace, nurtured by the wisdom through listening to the Dharma. Namo Amida Butsu.